Okay, good afternoon, everybody. It's January 10th, 2020, and 1:30 p.m. We're in the public meeting room of Story County Administration Building, and we're gathered here for a budget work session for fiscal year 21 for facilities management. So for the record, I'm going to ask everybody state their name and position, and I'll start. Linda Merkin, Chair of the Board of Supervisors.
Sandra King, Director of External Affairs and County Services.
Laura Solson, Board of Supervisors.
Lisa Heddens, Board of Supervisors.
Lucy Martin, Auditor.
Jovi Brogdon, Facilities Management Director.
Carrie Lodman, Financial Data Manager.
Jonathan Eichel, Facilities Manager.
Okay, thank you, everybody. I'm going to just say a few words, and then we'll ask you to run through the budget for us, okay? And as you know, the Board of Supervisors is primarily responsible for funding mandated services. We also fund numerous other important services. The purpose of these budget work sessions is to figure out what your priorities are and get information to help us prioritize our use of the taxpayers' funds. It's your opportunity to explain the value to Story County government and Story County residents of the services you provide. Specifically, we ask you to address your projected revenues and expenditures and explain any difference in trends. And let me ask, you do not have any staff requests, correct? So I won't address that, but I would like to talk a little bit about operating. The direction which I know you saw about putting together the budget said that all offices and departments should continue to lower expenses and streamline operations whenever possible. Do not increase operating expenses unless justified by current expenditures or known increases. Attempt to offset with reduction elsewhere, and if unable to do so, provide justification. And from what I understand, this board has done a good job in recent years if during a fiscal year a department has some unanticipated expenses or something they couldn't help but ran higher and you need to have consideration for additional funds for the year, the board has looked at those justifications and then worked with all the departments. And that's a good part of sound budgeting, because we don't want you to we don't know if something might cost more or something might come up, so we're going to put extra money in the budget. And in return for us anticipating, we're expecting you not to do that. You can expect us to, if you have a good reason for additional funds, to look at that request seriously. And I think everybody on the board agrees that's where we want to continue working with people. Okay. We should be able to get to our request today. I don't anticipate a need for a callback, but we can all be very efficient in terms of our questions, responses, whatever. So we'll get through the materials well within the time allotted, I'm sure. So we also are going to ask you to go through your budget, do the revenues first, then the expenses, and address each line item if there's anything to address there. And rather than wait till the end of your presentation, what we would like to do is, if we have a question about a line item you're talking about, we'd like to ask it then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So do either of the supervisors have anything you'd like to add?
And Joby's heard this, although it's a new version. Okay. So when we met with Lisa Markley on Monday morning, we got this first of the fiscal year 21 projections. So without any additional tax asking, that's a tough one, all right, we are looking at about a $1.6 million difference between the request and what we're thinking as of today we have for budget, and also then there's about another 1.4 to 1.6 million for a total all of 3.2 million of requests, but some of those are likely maybe to be covered by funds. People will withdraw some funds, but right now they've not indicated they're pulling out of like their conservation fund or something like that. So, thank you.
And for the record, we've been joined now by Alyssa Wignall, Director of Internal Operations. So, Joby, do you want to run us through your budget request?
Sure. Do we want to start with written requests for like countywide requests? First one I got in front of me, where do you want to start with a particular budget?
Well, what I'm looking at is page 112 on our budget book.
Yeah, we didn't get some
gear revenues.
Revenues.
Okay.
But which building?
Which building?
If you need live human services and facilities management, what we've got on our.
So it starts with community life. Yeah. It says administration building rent, but it's 124 South Hazel.
If you want to look at what the board's looking at, there is a copy there and with the ring that's helpful.
We're on page 112.
As you show it, includes also not only the rent, but shows it including the $20,000 for the utilities and $2,000 for garbage.
Yes.
So,
which we get reimbursed from Optimize.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, pretty simple.
Yeah, it is pretty simple.
So I guess you're increasing, or you're expecting an increase in rent?
Yeah, because from my understanding, the lease with Hazel Group Home, that's with Mary Greeley Medical Center, this next lease they will be coming, renewing in July, they will start paying rent as the other two group homes. Where currently they, with $1 a year, I think is where we're at right now.
Gotcha, okay.
So we factored in, from a, you know, based off of what we charge the gas. So that's what the revenue increase for the group
thank you.
Is. We might want to make note, waiting the board or whatever, to kind of check in with Carla about that. You know, I mean, community services negotiated that, really, the previous director of external operations helped negotiate that. So it's community services, CICS. I mean, there were a lot of people involved, but we want to check in just to make sure that everybody knows that this is going to go to actually them.
And that's the crisis.
Not.
That's the crisis.
This is the stabilization.
Yeah. I've already talked with Carla Webb.
Okay. Super.
Yeah. So she's aware of that coming up. Ethan was in a meeting that we talked about.
Thanks,
that too. So yeah.
I just don't want to hit June 30th and everybody
goes.
Yeah,
I was like, uh oh, we've got to do this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. So move to HSC.
Mm-hmm. Which is it's an active.
Yeah. There's mm-hmm. We don't have raising readers as a tenant there anymore, so we don't have a revenue for human services center anymore. Okay. 51.
So fuel tax refunds is pretty self-explanatory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for the generator. I'm not as quick as Terry on. Yeah, FEMA generator grant, if we get that, I'll have to show that as a revenue. And then renting out the West Ames shed, I think we have a revenue that we have to show for that. And then, yeah, you already mentioned the fuel tax.
In emergency management. The AIM shed.
Mm-hmm. And that lease is in the works right now. I spoke with Keith last week. He had some revisions.
Is that the one over on Florida?
Yes.
Okay.
By the old Doughboy.
Yep.
The one your friend would like to buy at some point.
A couple of people would like to buy it.
Oh, there's another person.
I from what I've heard.
Yeah. Okay. They might be the same person for all we know.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
The
retail.
Okay. So then. We had two expenditure worksheet. It's 114 in our book.
Okay, so.
Yep.
So I think you can skip down to overtime pay to start out with.
Yeah. That did not change.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was always dependent on snow. So, you know, our average were more than 600, but, you know, I think last year we spent the 600.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so.
And it, the average went up because before, mm-hmm. this is the first fiscal year that we've been able to make sure that they use comp time first.
Okay.
Again, ah. After not yep. doing that for a couple of years. So that increased our overtime usage.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were keeping their comp time on the books.
Mm-hmm. Taxable fringe. Is that?
Yeah, that.
I think that's taking cars home.
Cars for, you know, various things. A lot of times it's uniforms.
Mm-hmm. Cell phones?
This would be cell phone stipend. It would be meals.
Cell phones. Mm-hmm.
Uniforms okay. would be just a tax or.
Sometimes they.
If
tax
they
on payroll, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There are costs attributed
yeah.
to them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You said it's cell phones and what else?
Cell phone stipend, any meals can be
gotcha.
Taxed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
yeah, it's not associated with overnights, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
Which we've had for
years. Yeah. So then I think you can go down to custodial supplies, which looks like there's a bit of an increase in.
Yeah.
In the budget.
Most of that increase is some new equipment, floor burnisher, some vacuum cleaners. In that cycle, what we do for most of our big custodial equipment at all our buildings is 20-year mark, so starting to replace that. So that'll be kind of common through most of our budgets that we've got some new larger pieces of equipment, and that accounts for most of the increase.
Okay, so small equipment comes in under the supply item rather than the next one. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I gotta ask. What's the furniture?
It's like a fancy sander.
Basically. Yeah,
it's got a buffing pad on it.
Oh, buffer.
Thank
great.
You.
Mm-hmm.
Polisher.
Polisher.
Glad
yeah.
you asked it, because I was wondering the same
oh,
thing.
yeah, okay, got it. Thank you.
They're like the
floors
for the terrazzo floors or for the linoleum, too?
All the linoleum as well,
tile.
Yeah. Tile. Anything that we put a wax coating on, you've got it, because there's always got... You know, debris gets in the wax, and then sometimes you got streaking on it. So that polisher is what makes it all nice and shiny when we're done.
Gotcha.
So the next one, equipment parts and supplies, looks like the trend way goes. It's going way up this year, but I don't see it in expenses for the current fiscal year 20. See what I'm saying?
Well, we've got some. We added the code update to the jail elevator.
Yeah, the jail elevator.
Yeah.
We got to do a mandated code update on it. There's our building automation system is due for a security update, so we got to do that because well, we ran into kind of mandatory on it now because of the flash player issues,
yeah.
the security breaches that we're seeing. So we've got to move it over to an internal network system, so we can work with IT on getting the backbone of that set up. So it'll be instead of being out basically on the internet, it'll be an internal network.
And that's all the Solidigm stuff
yes.
that shows up
yep.
throughout the budget,
yep.
right?
Yep, in all our three major buildings.
Mm-hmm. And just to clarify, it's not duplicated in IT's budget, though. I mean, we left it
no.
with you.
Okay. Yeah, we budgeted because there's some servers we got to purchase and
okay.
stuff like that, but they will be facilities management.
So
we have our own network.
20 and parts in 21?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's 20%.
Okay. I see you bumped up just a little bit about uniform cost per person up to 300,
yeah.
which makes you the same as the jail. And
yeah, we've been at 250 per about 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
It's just clothing costs have gone up, and we're starting to see especially if we hire new staff,
mm-hmm.
we we well exceed the 250, but usually we can compensate that because some people don't spend all of it each year, but we're starting to see it. The starting trend was, you know, to fully outfit them with clothes that look good.
Yeah. Try to go line by line.
Sure.
We got last time, we got last session, we didn't do that, and we kind of were jumping all around. No, that's okay. I should have said something at the beginning. Let me just ask. I think we were down to equipment, parts, and supplies. After that, any questions on vehicle fuels or maintenance?
None.
Office supplies?
None.
Uniforms and equipment, you had your question answered. Employee mileage and expenses, any questions?
None.
Communication services?
I have a question there. The board doesn't. It's actually Lisa's question, and I'm just reading her notes.
Yes.
She has next to the StoryCom radio purchases and monthly charges. She has a question. She says, purchase in countywide radios. So she's wondering why it's showing up here.
I thought those were the fees. Aren't they the monthly fees?
Well, there's three radios and the monthly fees associated with the three radios.
So I think she's saying the purchase is in countywide, not
for all of them.
I'm reading notes, yeah. So.
Countywide or StoryCom?
StoryCom.
Yeah, and I saw that and I wondered. I went back to my notes from StoryCom and I couldn't find it. Do you remember
StoryCom
what we talked about last time, Joby?
I was under the impression that like the law enforcement radios were on StoryCom, but like the public works radios, it was on. Okay.
I think that's not how I old assumption. Yeah, I think
that
got changed.
Okay.
Let's follow up on that. I've got an email into Dina right now because I think we took secondary roads or out of StoryCom.
We just don't want to double count it in the
budget.
Right. But those monthly fees do need to be budgeted within the department. So whatever.
So you have three radios?
Yeah, whatever those fees are that they set.
$33.93.
Figure $100 a month.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it'll be around 12.
We'll float to the $3 at the end of the year.
You're welcome.
We'll try and get it back.
Yeah, I'll let Lisa know when I get that confirmed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks
for that. $9,300 included.
Okay. So education and training is the next. Is there a question there?
None.
Utilities?
Nope.
Building repairs and maintenance.
No.
Equipment rental and maintenance.
None.
Let me go back to building repairs. I'm sorry. Your 3-year average is 17,000. How can that be? Yes, that's wrong. Never mind. Oh, could be. It was 5.
Yeah.
But it went up significantly. In 19.
Yeah. We've moved some things around. The generator fuel used to come out of 241. Now we moved it to 441. It's more appropriate. We felt it was more of an appropriate location for it.
Sure.
Same way with lawn care. That previously wasn't in 441. And then with this one, the windows at this building, at that cycle, we need to start. We're seeing more failures, so we started to budget for, instead of just replacing them as they go bad, John and I decided to start staying ahead of them, so budgeted for them. So.
Now, when did you start putting the sidewalk and driveway repairs? Is that throw that?
That's always been
10,000.
Yeah. Well, I think we increased.
Yeah.
I'd have to look, and so I think last year we might only.
Last year was 10,000, but I thought like the year before, I thought you increased it to do a little more, but I could
last
be wrong.
Last year sidewalk was 10,000. I actually have 3 years in here, so hold on. Like,
I think the year before. I just wondered if...
Sidewalk was 7,500 in FY19.
Yeah. Plus the cost is...
Yeah.
I think the building is showing its age a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These two just walk around and kind of look at... Okay, we can see where this is going to go.
Yeah.
So then on to equipment rent and maintenance, anything there?
Nope.
Equipment and machinery? And FEMA would be the generator.
Yep.
Okay. Then we're down, we're going to be at page 118 now for community life. Are there any, let's see, we'll start with custodial supplies. Any questions there?
No.
Communication services? Utilities? No, there's nothing in admin building maintenance. Group home maintenance is significantly higher, but from what I saw in the itemization, is all the flooring.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're planning to invest some money in those buildings.
Yeah, so we haven't put much money into them for a number of years now. I think a lot of it was the uncertainty of what's going to happen with them, but the flooring, it's been, I think, 12 years. Flooring that's currently in them is the last time it's been replaced. And then with that, we're going to, and I've spoken with Ethan about this, and those leases are due to be reworked this summer as well. We're going to start kind of slating our expectation of how they care for the flooring in those homes.
Okay.
That seems to be lacking, so that's why we haven't been wanting to spend the money. So I think if we can, Optimate seems to be open to that, so then if they're going to have some ownership in it and willing to take care of it, then we're willing to.
What type of flooring do you generally have?
Carpeting and just sheet vinyl.
Gotcha.
There is some, and then some of the cost is a little bit more because there's some tile flooring in the restrooms that is, it's original, from installed in 1990, so it's, we're gonna take that out and replace it with vinyl flooring. Is the plan. So
it's tough to clean it.
It does. It's tough to keep that grout clean. And those facilities get such heavy use that I think vinyl's the more economical way to go in the long run, because it's hard to maintain them tile floors.
Any other questions on the group home maintenance?
No.
Garbage service? Questions?
No.
Remodeling? Nothing there. Okay. Then on to Human Services Center, am I right? Page 120?
Yeah.
So, bargaining staff overtime pay. Any questions?
None? No.
Taxable fringe?
No. I'm assuming the taxable fringe, I guess my question would be,
the phone again,
is what is your tax purpose?
That is
uniforms. Is it all uniforms?
Yes.
Okay.
Then going down to custodial supplies.
More new vacuums.
Yeah.
And vacuums are, every year we get vacuums. Well, they just, with the amount of usage that they get, we need to replace it every year.
Get heavily used. Mm-hmm. And then this one's not a burnisher, but it's an auto scrubber. It's basically a big wet vac with a squeegee on it. It's clean.
Okay.
It's got a scouring pan.
Okay.
The only way, basically, those machines are the only way to keep the floors looking shiny in the wintertime. Because the salt residue gets in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you keep them looking real good.
Yeah, you do.
So.
Thank you.
Let's see, that was custodial supplies,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yep.
Okay, so then we're on to build equipment parts and supplies. Anything there?
No.
The security fuels and maintenance, like a 20% increase.
What were you looking at? This
vehicle fuels and maintenance.
Oh.
Yeah, truck number 7, fuel usage increase. That's why we...
Okay. Office supplies?
Just to go back to that, is that the one that goes out to conservation?
Yeah, because we got outbuildings and so.
I was just curious if that's a newer, you've only been doing that for 2 years?
Yeah.
And now it's also coming to animal control.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's getting a little bit more used to people.
Office supplies. Very small number.
Very good.
Communications services. Any questions?
No.
Utilities.
No.
Building repairs, maintenance, equipment rent maintenance. Not hearing any questions. So then down to equipment and machinery. And a little bit more there. New dump trailer.
Yep.
Yep.
And new push lawnmowers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else? Okay, we're done with staff then and on to Justice Center. Overtime pay looks like it's down from the 3-year average.
Again, having the comp
company
being
first
is a safe
help
to that.
Good.
They like it better, your employees?
No,
policy.
No.
Okay, but that didn't matter about still asking. I mean, no, they don't like it as well as getting the cash. Okay.
Well, then, like this fiscal year, current, we've only got one employee that offers to take overtime pay. Everybody else takes the comp time, where in years past, we've had two or three.
Okay.
So that makes a difference too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, having them use their comp time first really helps, you know, because, you know, we get ours during the winter months, get all of our overtime, so then they would max their comp out and then start collecting overtime pay. We're now when they take time off.
Do we pay out any extra comp at the end of the year, or does that carry over?
Carry over
40
hours.
Yeah. Our max is 40. It was put into place probably back in 2009, 2010 to use comp time prior to vacation to help reduce the overtime cost to keep, mm-hmm. keep the budget. That was the way they're having budgets were tight back then. So, and we have kept that. We don't have a payout. At the end of each fiscal year, some organizations do. We've just never done that.
Yeah.
They typically use it.
Yeah.
Any,
especially
yeah.
when summer hits.
Yeah.
Typically use their vacation or
their
comp time.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, we do have it worded in the policy if they're going to not be able to accrue vacation. They can use their vacation instead of the comp time. We're not going to have them not be able to accrue anything because they're at their max. But, mm-hmm. yeah. It seems to work okay. Like they said, there's some employees that they would use their comp time first anyway and keep their vacation. But, yeah.
So then next thing we'd be looking at is going down to custodial supplies. Any question there? Next is equipment parts and maintenance, or parts and supplies, I'm sorry. And that's going to be down from the amended this year quite a bit.
What do you want?
Which one are you wanting?
Equipment, parts, and supplies.
That's up.
That's up.
It's up.
By 60,000.
Yeah.
241.54?
Yep.
Okay. You got an amended this year of 443, and you're taking it down to 146. Oh, that's good.
It's reestimated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, what does it have in it?
It has the HVAC.
HVAC.
But that moved to
it. Okay, so it's
yeah.
up. Excuse me. Okay, because the percentage is on the amended rather than the reestimated, I see. So it's up. Pardon me.
Yeah, most of that. There's some jail. I'll just hit the ones that raised it. Ballistic windows, the front office of the sheriff's. That was a request by the sheriff's office to the glass
mm-hmm.
that's in their front entry is to make that ballistic rated. So.
And they left a couple thousand in their budget too on that, didn't they?
They reduced it. No, it's there.
No,
they had originally had 15,000 and they reduced it by 13,000.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got 15,000 in here,
yeah.
but they left 2,000 in there. So I don't know if there were other things associated with that putting the glass in that they were going to
Gary Backus provided me with that $15,000 estimate. Mm-hmm. So what all was included in that, I can't answer that.
Yeah. But they did cut $13,000 out of their request.
Okay.
Because it's in yours, yeah.
So you think we need to reduce the $15,000 to $13,000?
I have no idea. I don't know what I don't know why they left the $2,000.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Let me run the numbers.
If we know it's going to be 15, that's the number you were given.
Yeah,
why don't we leave it at 15 in years, and we'll check back with the sheriff about what the 2,000 is
right now.
So next is vehicle fuels and maintenance. Any questions?
No.
Office supplies.
No.
Communication services.
No.
Utilities. Building repairs and maintenance. Going.
The jail recirculating pump system.
Yeah.
Does that have to be replaced every so often?
It's
or?
A new system. There's currently right now the hot water that feeds the cells in the jail. The water heaters sit basically on the other side of the building. So in the cells, to get hot water to go, they're restricted on, you hit a button and it gives you pre-mixed water, and it'll only run for 45 seconds at a time. So it takes sometimes to get to the cells that are on the end of that run, it takes up to half an hour to get actual hot water in the cells. So the jail inspector has started to mark them on their inspection. So you know, it's a new system that basically just circulates the water so that you always have
hot water
in the cells. So it's a new system that doesn't exist.
So they have to tell the prisoners, you want to take a shower in a half an hour?
They do crazy things right now where they also have hot water in their sinks, and it's the same hot water line, and they just, because they have set shower times, they just all start pushing their hot water buttons to get the demand before they shower. So, yeah.
Thank you.
So there's a lot of wasted water too with that it offset that cost in the long run.
Something
to do all day, I guess.
Yeah, keeps them busy.
Yeah.
But I just since we've done that work, you know, on the show. Okay. All right, thank you.
This isn't new. They've been talking about it.
Yeah, they've been talking about it for years, but I think they got a new jail inspector, and that inspector's starting to make note of that. So one of those that we're warning you now, but the next time might be a violation. So.
Thank you.
Yep.
Is there another equipment rent?
I'm not done yet. I have some other questions. Sorry.
Yeah.
So which storage shed are you replacing?
There is one. It's directly on the north side of the building. It sits right by
north side of this building?
Yeah.
I forgot which one we're at.
Yeah, that little alcove
between
the courthouse and the jail. That's where our shop's located. There's a shed there now, and we've just outgrown it.
Gotcha. And then the recarpet is the needed areas within that justice building. That is where you're looking at then?
Yep. Yeah, I think this is our third or fourth year we've been just kind of slowly replacing carpet.
Gotcha. Splits it out over
Sure. And this is, it really can't wait until we go ahead and do a major in a couple of years, is what you're saying.
Not really, because, okay. I mean, some of the areas aren't associated with the potential remodel.
Right, thank you.
Potential work we may be doing in that facility.
It's a legend. Thank you.
But on the plus of that, though, since we've went back to rolled carpets and away from the carpet tile, we can do a lot more carpet for the same money. That helps.
And it stays down.
Doesn't come up, which we hope.
Speaking of which, let's talk sometime about the steps. Is somebody going to get those?
We're aware of it. The installer is currently doing the carpet placing the carpet tile in DHS is happening right now. So the installer came and looked at it last week, and he's going to, as soon as he gets done at DHS, then he's going to address all the stair treads and the stair towers.
We tape it starting to come up and peel up, and I'm sure some of it might blow away. Yeah, you don't tape the stairs.
There's little blue tape where it started to come
okay,
up.
Thank you.
It's got to take anything to do with the flooring, though. I think it's special, the flooring, though.
Yeah. More to do with the trazo that they're glued on, you know.
Not roughed up enough before he glued them.
Maybe.
I was worried about.
I think it was. It's
well,
trazo.
Well, sander on here can help. Can help.
It's porous, but I think they used a lighter grade adhesive because they wanted to make sure that they didn't do any permanent damage to the trazo that's underneath of it because it is trazo. But I think that we can say that it needs to be a permanent install. I don't foresee us taking them off.
I will say it helps.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't had a lot of icy stuff yet, but just the water.
Yeah, it makes big
difference. Yeah, if you're wearing shoes,
you can feel it when you're walking on it, that you're getting pulled off the rails.
I don't think we'd ever want to take it off in the back of the truck.
I went through a very scientific experiment and tried to slip on the stairs.
I did too. When it was wet out, got my shoes wet and tried.
So, yeah,
On behalf of all of us, thank you for your great.
Yeah, I wouldn't talk about that.
Well, when I did it, I held on to the
stairwell. Yeah, I was prepared.
Okay, all right.
But I was trying to see if I could fall.
Oh, okay.
See if it made a big difference. And
they make a difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I could just feel it with the shoes that you can wear, and you can feel the traction kind of there to help you.
So going on to equipment rent and maintenance, whose printer as a Justice Center do you have to have in your budget?
We lease it. It's a new one.
You have one over there for your use?
Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's in our shop.
Yeah,
we had to replace it. We've had one that we just flat out owned.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it finally died on us. But
that's a little higher cost because you're coming in at the end of the...
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Towards the end of the lease, so what is it? Two more years, and well, I guess
then it should even out and lower them. Yeah, because it wasn't part of the
original
lease. Yeah.
Then 125 equipment machinery. Any questions there? And then we get to day track.
Yeah. Which that one we talked in CIP, we were going to raise that to $490,000 from $480,000.
Yeah, it did get submitted as a change
from our CIP.
Yep.
So that's already handwritten.
Any other questions or anything else that you want us to consider?
We want to replace. Well, let's just start with the first one on there. It's the budgeting to remodel the county attorney's space.
Okay.
Which page am I on now?
It's one of the written requests
from our department.
It's coming out of countywide.
It should be for countywide.
Should be countywide. Under the board of supervisors.
So go to your
BOS.
Thank you. Here we go.
Page 53 in your book.
Okay. Thank you. You scared me on that.
$630,000. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think on the back side of that page is kind of the breakdown from the architect's cost estimate.
So the only thing that came up during the county attorney's discussion, and this is something to, you know, I mean, that Lisa and we'll have to look at, but I think Lisa had split it $315,000 to the county attorney's office and $315,000 to countywide. And that was a surprise to Jessica Reynolds. Your paperwork seems to be indicative that what she was saying also is no, the countywide budget's taking it off. The supervisors are taking it out rather than any out of fines collection.
I know that it was, you know, for just that.
No, I think it's just,
it's listed in the CIP,
yeah.
Is, you know, general fund and what is it?
Fines
recovery.
Right. It was like
account.
Four, then, because yeah. I brought that up too, 489 or something plus the 100 grand or. With this CIP. So we'll go look at that. And I
know
it's not really your problem.
From CIP, say $315,000 transferred from the general fund, $315,000 from fines recovery.
Yeah, but
that's the notes from the CIP meeting.
Right, I think that was a surprise.
That was just it. Yeah.
Well, I don't think she knew or thought it'd be $630,000.
Yeah, that would be my. Speculation is it was not necessarily the split, but the total cost of the remodel was probably a surprise because she has not seen this estimate.
She didn't, because she asked what it was, and we said $630,000.
Yeah, I thought from her comments, and this is my take, is that it was originally like a $3.1 million. She thought she was giving 10% from fines recovery, perhaps, is where that number came from.
Yeah, the previous county attorney who had.
Oh, with Stephen Holmes,
yeah,
too. Yeah,
Stephen.
Never mind. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, I think she had kind of thought that since it was reduced down.
But I think she came. We need to go back to those minutes of the board discussion because I think there was something in that discussion.
Yeah, and that would have been December of 18, I believe.
It was a regular Tuesday morning.
It was a regular Tuesday, yeah, because we discussed, that was when we allocated the old courtroom space, and that's when the whole conversation happened. So, yeah, we probably have to go back to the minutes, but if that would have been December of 18.
I think there was something in the fines recovery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was when the...
Right. Maybe that's where I saw that story. Yeah, but thank you. Yes, let's do. Because anyway, she was excited. Okay. All right. So, but from the standpoint of back to now the present here, then that's really just us at this point saying we're going to leave it in. You're looking for that indicator.
Yeah.
So it's got $40,000 for courts offices. What were we going to do for the courts?
That was primarily, there was the judge's chambers and the jury room that were right next to each other, and we were going to move the judge's chambers into the jury room space and the jury room space into the...
Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
that was going to be $40,000?
Yeah, well, I'm guessing in that $40,000, there's adding that second entry in the back, so that you have a separate private entrance for the, the attorney staff and the judicial staff. So,
It looks like the amount attributed to the attorney's office is what, $475,000.
And roughly, the big cost with that is getting them their private restrooms. There's substantial plumbing work that has to happen, which is tearing up a large portion of the floor back there to accommodate that. So.
I believe we've rejected the alternate elevator at this point, given that very few people would be riding it.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
And it would only meet the court's needs. We couldn't make it meet county staff's needs. It was kind of determined that to meet both needs you'd almost need two elevators. And then my personal opinion is if we're going to look at an elevator, the time to maybe look at that is if and when we do something with the courtyard at that building.
Mm-hmm.
That might be more of an appropriate time to look at an elevator than during the county attorney potential remodel.
I don't think that's going to upset anybody too much from the discussion that I've had.
I don't think so either.
So, any other questions on that then? Or do we, and he said somewhere in December 2018, there's minutes that would have some discussion at the board table.
When they changed it from the large project to get the board to operate.
Yeah, because it started out with moving Judge Owen and then allocating the old courtroom space to the county attorney. I believe that was the meeting it was talked about, and that was in December 2018. I could dig through and find the actual what date the meeting it was.
If you do that and let us know, sure. So we can go review that,
yeah.
That would be great. Thank you. It would be good to know that as we get to finalizing the CIP. So next is countywide space needs.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Who starts?
Go ahead.
Yeah. We've talked about this one a few times. I think that it's money well spent because it'll help dictate a lot of projects that on the CIP and whether they're even needed projects to be on the CIP and how to start determining. A lot of this is prioritizing some of our needs. So I think getting a third party input professional that's what they do would help us save money in the long run.
That would be great. Yeah.
All right. Then we got last one is we got two trucks that are due to be replaced. They'll be 10 years old and they're showing it. So that's two trucks and all the associated snow removal equipment to go with them. And
I don't think this one is unexpected given the rotation.
Yeah.
10 years is a lot for as hard a use is put on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
yeah. Generally, 10 years works well in facilities management. It keeps us from, we've tried longer in previous years, and it tends to be they start having high repair costs each year. So,
how many trucks do you have?
Two.
Six.
Yep.
So, are you on like a, your rotation basis? Just kind of looking at, I mean, you're saying this one's about 10 years. Is that what you're trying to get out of it, or?
Yeah.
At least 10 years.
Yeah. And they're all spread out enough to where these are the only two that are in. Well, we did have three that were all due the same year, but we replaced one.
Is that the one that got T-boned at 580th Street?
That was a new one.
That was a brand new one.
Yeah. So, okay.
And then if this is approved,
we can reduce $1,000 out of the vehicle fuels and maintenance of 44926. That's one of the, truck number four needs tires. And if these two are approved, then we won't need to put tires on that truck.
I'm writing here now. What's the account number again?
44926.
Is that it?
I think so.
Any other final questions? Final comments? Thank you.
Yeah, we're all gassed up, plows hanging.
So I'm going out with the crews, the road crews at 7 tomorrow. They're starting at 5. I said I'll call Andrew and find out what.